It's time for Taylor Talk, the number one Taylor Swift podcast brought to you by the fan site, taylorswift13.org.
Hey everybody, welcome to Taylor Talk. This is our special unplanned edition in honor of Taylor's new song that just came out for the Hunger Games soundtrack. It is called...
Safe and Sound.
We have a special guest host with us now. Jensita and Maya were not able to make this episode, so I'd like to introduce you all to Jeremy from Hypeable. Say hi, Jeremy.
Hey, how's it going?
He is going to be one of our Hunger Games experts on this quick, very impromptu episode. So basically, just to sum up what happened, earlier on Twitter tonight, Taylor tweeted, and she said, "Something I've been very excited about for a very long time is going to be happening very soon," followed by another tweet, "And I'm not referring to Christmas."
And when I texted Adam and told him that Taylor tweeted, of course his first reply was, "Well, of course she's excited about Christmas." And then I had to add, "Well, she actually made a disclaimer that said it's not Christmas."
Good times. Anyway, so then finally she tweeted, and this is the surprise, go get it, hashtag The Hunger Games, and sent us a picture on Instagram of the Hunger Games logo saying Taylor Swift featuring the Civil War's Safe and Sound. So, co-host and guest co-host, you guys have both heard the song, right?
Yes.
And you've both read the series. So, can you guys just tell us how it relates to the series a little bit? Because I haven't read the book, so.
Absolutely. And the first thing that I'm going to say is that we're probably going to introduce some spoilers about The Hunger Games. So, you might not want to listen if you don't want to know anything about The Hunger Games or if you don't want to be spoiled.
All right. Thank you, Belle, for the disclaimer, because I forgot it.
I know, that's why I had to add it in.
Alright, so Belle, what are your thoughts?
It's a really beautiful song, kind of epic, and a little bit, on the sad side, and also on the very emotional side. And The Hunger Games itself is an incredibly emotional and shocking story, because it takes place, in a futuristic world where everything is incredibly brutal and incredibly corrupt. Basically, these characters are in this, what they call the Hunger Games, which is an annual game that they play within the new nation that the book takes place in, where people just have to kill each other, and the last man standing wins the game. And they force children into this, you have to be under 17, and they force you into this Hunger Game. You're considered a quote-unquote tribute for your district, which is like a state, but there's only 12 of them. The whole book is just very shocking and very brutal and very fast and very hard, and these characters are just used to life being this way. So I think that this song is going to be really relatable to the movie in the way that there's a couple of moments in the movie that really show like the good parts of humanity within a really corrupt, horrible world. And in one of those moments is where I think the song is going to play. And if it doesn't make you cry, you probably don't have much of a heart.
My first thoughts, I guess, on hearing the song was, especially the lyrics, just how well it fits musically. I guess I'd be interested to see where they put it in the movie, because obviously it will be pretty fast paced and probably violent. So how they edit it into the film will, like, on its own, the song is really great, but I feel like how they edit it into the film will make or break how it's used and how successful that song is as a part of the soundtrack.
Based on the lyrics, do you see it at a certain part of the movie? Can you picture it at a specific part?
I definitely think that it's either going to be, and again, this is a spoiler if you're listening, it's either going to be at a point when Peeta, which is one of the characters, is injured and Kat is trying to take care of him, Katniss, another character, or it's going to be when a character named Rue dies and Katniss is putting flowers on her body. That would be my two guesses.
I can also see it relating to her sister, Prim, especially the first, I guess, part of the song, first stanza. So it definitely relates. It could relate to her, to Katniss, talking about several different characters. So definitely gives the filmmaker some options on how to use it.
Oh, that would be a really good place to put it. I agree with you. Like, when she's leaving Prim. Oh, that would be so heartbreaking. I was so excited because it's my birthday today, and at midnight, Taylor, of course, tweeted about the release of this song, so I got a new Taylor song on my birthday. I was really happy.
And on a complete side note, speaking of Taylor's Twitter, for those who haven't noticed yet, she changed her Twitter profile picture for the first time in, I don't know how long.
Several months.
Several months. It's been longer than several months.
Has it been over a year? It might have been. Yeah, I guess.
It's been a really long time. But anyway, Belle, can you say anything about the song from a musician standpoint, since you are a recording artist yourself?
It's very simply written musically, but incredibly beautiful. It just proves the point that you don't have to have, you know, a 7-piece band to create a beautiful song. The tracks are incredibly simple and the lyrics are incredibly straightforward. It's actually Taylor's style of writing. The lyrics may be a little bit more metaphorical than most Taylor songs, but they're very straightforward, very honest, and very, you know, emotionally hitting. So I think that it definitely is a Taylor song in that regard.
I think the lyrics, like, I don't know anything about The Hunger Games because I haven't read it. I don't even know what the story's about. But the lyrics themselves seem very poetic to me.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, it's almost
that.
Like she wrote a poem and then put music to it.
That's a very good point. And she did used to write poetry.
The lyrics also remind me of just a lot of the descriptions that Suzanne Collins, you know, the author, uses in the books as well. So I wouldn't be surprised if Taylor definitely had that in mind while writing the song, is to keep the style of writing close to that of the book.
Do we know if she did write this song?
I don't know. I was just about to ask that. I wonder if she wrote it collaboratively with the author. That'd be interesting, wouldn't it?
That would be amazing if that was true. I actually, before this recording, since we did it so last minute, I didn't think to look up who actually wrote the song, if it was Taylor.
I don't know if anybody knows, because, I mean, the only official source we have so far is Taylor's Twitter account, and she hasn't said anything about that.
I know that T-Bone Burnett, who wrote, what was that song? Crazy Heart, the song for Crazy Heart, and won an Oscar for that. He also was collaborating with Jennifer Lawrence, and who's playing the main character, Katniss, and others, for writing songs for The Hunger Games. So it's possible that he collaborated with Taylor as well.
I will be very interested to check that out.
I wonder, let me look on iTunes, like, as we're talking, to see if it has anything. It just says Taylor Swift featuring the Civil Wars. It doesn't really give any information on iTunes about who actually did the writing.
Yeah, I'm just looking at it. I'm looking at a page about it now, too, and it just says that Taylor and the Civil Wars released the song for The Hunger Games, but it's not mentioning who the writer was, so...
But it's like you said, though, Belle, it's like you said, though, that it's very much her style. Very poetic, very Taylor.
Well, my guess is either it was written by Taylor, co-written by Taylor, or written by somebody who intended it for Taylor, specifically, when they were writing it.
Fair point.
So I guess we'll be interested to find that out as soon as we can. I don't think we're going to hear any more new music from Taylor until probably her first single for her fourth album will be released, which will probably be late summer. So I'm really glad that we had this new song to kind of tide us over.
If you guys have any other thoughts on it, please tweet us at TaylorTalk13 or email TaylorTalk@TaylorSwift13.org. A special thank you to Jeremy for joining us at the very last minute. Check out his work on Hypeable.com. Jeremy, do you actually cover The Hunger Games for Hypeable?
Not specifically, but I have been known to post about it here and there. But we definitely... Anything Hunger Games related, we've got it covered.
All right, so definitely be sure to check that out. Thank you, Jeremy, for joining us.
Thank you, Jeremy.
I had to beg you at the last minute because we needed someone.
I was reluctant, but I'm glad I was on.
Yeah, we needed someone who knew about The Hunger Games. So anyway, for the special edition of Taylor Talk, this has been Adam, Jeremy, and Belle. So have a great night, everybody. We hope you enjoy that new song.
And one last reminder, you guys, we're not going to have another episode until after New Year's. This was just an unplanned impromptu episode because of the surprise release of the song. But we are taking winter break, so we will see when we get back, probably second or third week of January, and then we'll be on our weekly schedule again.
Take care, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
We are in no way directly affiliated with Taylor Swift.